The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning, everybody. Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London. Yud Dalet Tammuz, Tov Shin Pei, Monday, 6th July, of Rafi Brody. Are the angels with you? Okay, we're today going to discuss a fascinating subject that l'choira, one would think, has nothing to do with us, but as time goes on, we shall see how relevant it is. But in way of introduction, my favorite institution, Start Your Day the Torah way, we shall begin with a short vart on the parasha. We know that Pinchas gets tremendous reward in Olam Hazeh for his great act of kinah, and the Torah tells us, b'din hu sheyikabel schoroi. He's getting this reward, and he deserves it. In Olam Hazeh, Freak the Stifler, and many, many others, and those who are going to be in Mitzvah Shem on Friday Start Today in Manchester will hear 9 Mahalchim the Siyati Dishmaya, how to answer this question. We all know Schar Mitzvah Baha'i Al Meleka. There is no concept of Schar in this world. Schar is in the Olam Haba. Comes the Chatzim Sofer, and there's an outstanding vault. Says the Chatzim Sofer, b'derech klal, why do we say that there is no schar in this world? For a very simple reason. What are you going to get in this world? You're going to get a huge house, a Lamborghini, an amazing wealth. And what could happen? What could happen is the person can become a Baal Gaiva, v'shochachto et Hashem elekecho v'yishman yishurin v'yivot. He will throw off his intense service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will have a Yerida in Ruchnias through the Gaiva that will come through his wealth and bounty. Therefore, Schar Mitzvah Baha'i Al Meleka. No Schar in this world, only in the next world. However, says the Chasam Sofer, somebody who is a Mezakeh Esorabim, Pinchas, no greater Mezakeh Esorabim, he saved them from the plague. And therefore, he's a mezakeh et harabim, we all know. Kol ha-mezakeh et harabim, ein chet bo liyodoi. He will not do averus. Zechus harabim will be shame him. If he's a mezakeh et harabim, ein chet bo liyodoi, he can get his sky in olam hazeh. This is a huge revelation from the Chasam Sofer, which gives us to understand that anybody who is involved in zechus harabim can get his period saying bo olam hazeh, with this in mind, start today the Torah way. What an institution. What is a Chutzarabim? How many people? We will never know how many people this reaches. And therefore, those who are the Mezakeh Sarabim, the people at the top of this institution who make it happen, can get Schar in Olam Hazeh, and every participant, Schar in Olam Hazeh, Gesund, Nachas, Koyach, Parnosa, Beshefa, to all of you. And now, we discuss today's subject about angels. Well, we only have to go to Siman Gimel of Shulchan Aruch to see a halacha that we don't keep. Shulchan Aruch says, Orechaim, Siman Gimel, Sif Aleph, Kishe Yikonis Nebeis HaKiseh, and don't lose me now because it's going to be very relevant to every part in our life in a big way. Especially since in today's climate, we need Malochim around us. We need to be surrounded by Malachim, ki Malachim yitzav alach lishmorcha b'chol rachacho. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, when you come into the bathroom, Yoimeh, he should say the following, Hitzkavdu mechubadim. Gemara in Brachos, gafsam lechom beis. Says Rashi, it's talking to the Malachim, hamalavin oisoi, that are with you, your henchmen. Shenema, ki Malachim yitzav alach lishmorcha. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Hiskabdu mechubadim kedoshim, meshorze Elohim, nu malachim, you serve the on high, tenu kovid lelekei Yisrael, give kovid to Hashem, help me many, leave me, ad sheikonet, until I go in, ve'ether etzeinim, do what I've got to do, ve'ovei aleichem, then I will come out of the Beis HaKiseh and return to you. Abaye would add, Shimruni, Shimruni, save me, save me. Azruni, Azruni, help me, help me. Samchuni, Samchuni, support me, support me. Amtinuli, Amtinuli, wait for me. Ad she'ikonis ve'etzei. until I come in and go out. Comes Reb David Abudram, brought in the Beit Yosef, and says something which should make us feel a little better. Maybe, maybe not. Akshav loinagu la'omra. We don't say this tefillah today. She'ein loimazeh ele yirei shomayim v'chosid she'ashchina shoyer olav. Ah, only somebody who has the shchina resting upon him. Aval ine shachrina loy. No, don't say it. Why? Mishum de mechzike yuaro. You look like a balgaiva. You look like a guy who thinks that he's surrounded by malachim. He's got these shabak chevra next to him all day, guarding him. That's the base. Okay, so we don't do this nowadays. Why? We don't want to look like Balei Gaiva. If you look in the Bach says, some say there's a different take from the Bach. The Beis Yosef is saying, ah, the Malachim may be with you, but don't be a bad geyser and let everybody know it. In the Bach, it would seem to be saying something stronger, that we can't be machzik ourselves, we can't hold of ourselves as Yerushalayim to the extent that bichlal the Malachim are there. Okay, I hope everybody is comfortable with this. We have Malachim, we don't want to sound like Balei Gaiva, so we don't say this tefillah. Okay, or maybe we don't have Malachim at all. Comes the Malbim in the Aretz HaChaim and says, what are you talking about? First of all, even in the Zman of the Gemara, they didn't hold themselves as tzaddikim. Rabba said about himself, Kigoyin Onu Beinoinim. Another Tana said, Eini Odeh La'an Molichin Oitzi. I don't know if I'm going to Olam Habo or Gehenem. But besides for that, countless Gemaras talk of the fact that everybody has Malochim with them. Gemara in Tainus, Daf Yud Aleph, Shtei Malochim HaMalavim Oitzi Me'idim Olam. The two Malochim who are Malavim you, they give Eilus about you. First take of Tainus, Kishaodam Einu Mitzta'im Etzibu. When there's a tzara in the sibul and somebody does not take part in the tzar, shtei malachim coming, manichim yodeim al roishoy, they put their hands on his head, etc., etc. So you see, even an adam poshut has malachim. Shabbos daf tuf yud tes amud beis, the daf yomi, right? Shtei malachim ashoyt, malavim loy adam be'erev Shabbos mi beis haknesset lebeisoy. Two malachim come to you, shalom aleichem malachim. Yes, here we go. The mashma. Everybody has Malachim following them. In the Medrash, if you learn Mikra, Noisim Loi Malach Echad, Tanach, Shtu Malachim, Tola Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Beatzboi, Betanchuma, Otam Mitzvah Achas, Noisim Loi Malach Echad, Shtei Mitzvahs, Noisim Loi Shtei Malachim. Countless Gemaras, says the Malbim, of course you have to say it. Of course you have to say it. The Shari Tshuva wrote on the Mishnah Bura. He said, "Va'ach shavloi nagu, I matzik bracha b'shei matzik shimurim shemazi la'omrei." Do say it. The Arizal would say it even nowadays. And it's interesting. I don't know who has this issue. Ubozei notzel shlo yahare b'divrei Torah b'beit hakisei. Anybody who has this issue that they're so steiging and ligging and learning that they're worried to think in learning in the Beis HaKisei. We know that the Rogachover used to burst the veins in his head from concentrating not to think in learning in the bathroom. Anybody has this issue, says the Arizal, say this tefillah. Then says the Shari Tshuva, V'ulai lo inemru adavarim eli ili yechidim. Asher tirosam umunasam eloi zulosam. Maybe don't say it. Okay. Comes the Orach HaShulchan and says, V'achshav lo nagu, only chassidim or ishoinim, shemachshavosam or yutomid dvuka b'Hashem. On them is said, Yoishev b'seitha elyoin, b'teil shaddai isloinon, and they can have ki malachim itzabaloch. They could feel the Kedusha, they could feel the malachim joining them. Oh, they can say it, but us, if we don't feel it, then it's gaiva. Merci que you are off. And therefore, a Kodesh Elyon should say it. But not the Stam, your local Joe shouldn't say it. Okay. So now we have a big issue. So we have the Avudram brought in the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, the Bach, or HaShulchan also says, don't say it. Don't say it. Comes the Malvin and says, what are you talking about? Of course you have to say it. Everybody knows that we all have Malachim. It's a huge kasha. Derech Agav, Rav Kook, says a different reason why we don't say Hiskavdu Mechubarim today. And that is because in the olden days, when they didn't eat Bizli and Bamba, so they knew when they were going to the bathroom. And therefore, they could say it before they had an urgent need to go to the bathroom. And they could say it, the Nikir Saguf. However, nowadays, when we're running, and most likely that by the time you get to the bathroom, you don't have Nikir Saguf, because you have an urgent desire, need to go, and therefore, we don't say it. A different reason. Okay. The brother of Cook, he said a different reason. Because the ikishmira that you need in a Beis HaKisa is mazikin. And today, maybe that was only in the fields. Today, very few mazikin hanging around. Okay. Let's go back to the question. Okay. Altis Lechaim Kasha, Maras and Igra, how can you say, Avudram, Beis Yosef, Bach, that there's no need to say it? Mechzik Yura, it looks like about Gaiva. We have Mefurashi Gemara that we are surrounded by Malachi. Comes the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg, and says a Gevaldig Yechidosh, which is shocking. He says that we didn't see the earlier part of the Memra that talks about this. You have to see the Avudram Adasoy. He says like this. Rav Shila Oimi, this is a quote that the Avudram brings. Shnei Malachi HaShoyis HaMalavim Lo La'odom, the two Malachim that accompany you, Hey Me'idim Boy, they are made upon you. Shenema ki malochim yitzav aloch lishmog v'chol v'nachecho. Now, listen to this. Im odom choshuv hu, if he's an odom choshuv, shoyim v'yitzim mamish. They're there, they've got their guns drawn, nobody can come near you. Im lav, chozra ha-shmira, the shmira boomerangs on you. Raya ve'edus lishmoy v'liris maisov shel odom. The Agidul Beis Sinagodol, they will be the Malachim, that will be the Kategors up there in Shomayim, they will be the prosecuting angels that will be up there to give Eidos about every Avera that he did. Now, therefore, says the Tzitz Eliezer, this is why the Avudram is telling you that it's not worth saying Hiskavdu Mechubarim. Because, true, that we may have Malachim with us, but since those same Malachim are either guarding me or prosecuting me, therefore it is not kedai to have an ASIC with them. Because it could boomerang on you. And therefore, only a tzaddik should ask help for them. Kiz Odom Beinini, don't ask too much help from them because it could turn on your face. Gevaldig. That is an incredible revelation on what's going on in our lives every day. We have Malachim. If we're good, if we behave, they guard us. If Chas V'Shalom we don't behave, they turn into Kategorim against us. Okay, beautiful. They change their tafkid. Okay. Comes Adkan, things which it's good to know. It's good to know what's going on with us, but not so relevant. Comes the Shevet Alevi and says, I don't understand. What are you telling me? We don't say it's Kavdu Mechubadim because it's Mechzik Yura. We're not sure we have Malachim. We're not sure we want to have a business with them. It looks like Gaiva. Well, listen to this, says the Shem.
Kol Halashon.
Talevi Poitzik Adoyer Vosna. Simon Samech Vav, Mogin Avram, brings from the Mate Moshe. When you say in your quiet Shemini Esra, Oy Se Sholim Bimroimo, V'yah Se Sholim Aleinu, V'al Tol Yisrael, Ve'imru Amen, and let us all say Amen. Okay, so when the Chazan says, Oy Se Sholim Bimroimo, or the guy saying Kaddish says it, who's Ve'imru Amen? People, the Kahal, Kong, should answer Amen. But when you say it in your quiet Shemini Esra, who exactly are you saying ve'imru amen to? Says the Mate Moshe, do you know who you're saying ve'imru, please say amen? You're saying it to the malachim who are shomer you. Ask the Shemitah lady, I don't understand. How could it be if you don't say it's kabdu mukhbodim, mechziki yura, we don't hold that we're fitting to have these malachim with us, Abu Dram, so why do we say ve'imru amen, supposing, assuming that we have the Malachim with us? Please, Malachim, say Amen. Listen to a Hafladike Chiddush, which is a Chizuk Otsum from the Shevet Alevi. Says the Shevet Alevi, Talos number one, the Loi Rotsu L'Shanis Nusach HaTfilah. Okay, the Chazan says the Imru Amen, the guy himself should say the Imru Amen. Akmish Kakot, don't change things. But listen to this. Oy de nechlat. Even if all day we're not muchzokim, we're not sure if we have malachim, mikol mokoim, b'shat ha'tfilah. You're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Heilige Bashefa. Af onu zoichim lekach. We also have malachim. Gewaldig. Gewaldig. Tfilah. It's not Mechzik Yura. Everybody has Malachim with the Meshach HaTfilah. And therefore, it's not Mechzik Yura. It's bread and butter. Of course you say V'Imru Amen to the Malachim who are at your side. Comes the Shevet HaLevi and gives us a beautiful introduction to the next part of the Shia. We don't say it's Kavdu Mechubadim. Mechzik Yura, Simon Gimel of Shulchan Aruch. Now, both sides, I'm surprised. I'm sure if this would be in live, somebody would have jumped up and asked, Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashores, Malachi Elyon. What's going on? How can we say Shalom Aleichem on a Friday night? What, you're so sure that you've got your Malachim with you? How dare you? Mechzik Yura. Says the Shevet HaLevi, Lefi my terrors is the Haflav Afele. Since it's straight after davening, so the Malachim are still with you. So it's not Gaiva to say Shalom Aleichem. Masha'enkein is Kavdu Mechubadim, which is in the middle of the day, you're going to the bathroom. It's too Gaivadic to think that the Malachim are with you. Unbelievable. Don't schmooze on your way home from shul. You may lose your Malachim. Right? The Ben Ish Chai says, what are we doing with Shalom Aleichem? Listen to his teretz, a beautiful teretz, a beautiful teretz. What is the difference between Iskavdu Mechubadim and Shalom Aleichem? Says the Ben Ish Chai, listen to this. The two malachim that come with you on Leil Shabbos, they're not coming in your honor. They're coming in honor of the mitzvah of Kiddush Leil Shabbos. Gee, the mitzvah, it's nothing to do with us. There's no Indian of Gaiva here. It's irrelevant to us. Whoever we are, you can be a local Joe. But Shabbos Kodesh, Kiddush. So then you can say it. Right? Just like we say, Eliyahu Novi Zochul HaToiv, Pinchas comes to a bris. He doesn't come in our honor. He comes from the honor of the mitzvah of the bris milah. And therefore, Eliyahu is a chul atoiv, Zishwas, Givis Hashem, Samcheini, Avoid Alimini, Samcheini. Ma, well, you think Eliyahu is with you? Who are you, Balgaiva? Are you Moel? No, he's not Balgaiva. Why is he not Balgaiva? Because Eliyahu is not coming for him. He's coming to Kovin Mitzvah's Brit Milah. Unbelievable. Other Achronim say very similar. Not to cover the Mitzvah, they're coming to cover Shabbos. Lefi the Ben Ishchai's Mahalach, you could say another Teretz why we say Ve'imru Amen Be'yechidus. Because it's also, again, it's not for us. The Malachim are not there for us. They're there to cover the Mitzvah of Tefillah. Gevaldik. Okay. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wants to make a different chilek between Shalom Aleichem and Iskabdu Mechubadim. Yesh lechalek bein Shalom Aleichem and Iskabdu Mechubadim. Ah, you know why? Iskabdu Mechubadim is a very intricate instructions that you are giving to your malachim who are your henchmen, right? They're the CCS, whatever you call them, right? You say, excuse me, stand over here, wait a moment, I'll be out shortly. Excuse me, by the way, can you make sure, and can you score the area to make sure that there's nobody mazikim that perhaps will come and challenge? And, you know, look, wait. You got to be a big man to give such detailed instructions to your malachim. Who do you think you are giving instructions to malachim? That's a very mefurat sprach with the malachim. Masha enke, shalom aleichem. Shalom aleichem. Borchuni l'shalom. No, so borchuni l'shalom, you ask them to give you a bracha. It's much less specific than this gavdu mechubadim, and therefore, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky is on a Gesundheit Schlitter, half of a fella in his sacred Daf Neuter, Chelik Aleph, page 84, that this is not a problem of saying Shalom Aleichem on a Friday night. Okay. Now, comes Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, always with a cracking shaila by Reb Shlomo Sobel. Says Reb Shlomo Sobel, maybe Reb Chaim, Shalmas Chaim, Reb Chaim Sonnenfeld, maybe on a Friday night on your way home from shul, if you need the bathroom, where you anyway have your malachim, maybe you should say Iskabdu Mechubadim, because you anyway have your malachim. Says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, don't be too smart. Don't be too smart. If they're with you, they know what to do. Kedusha Shabbos Kodesh anyway is a Shmira. And if they decide to wait outside the bathroom on your way home, they know what to do. Don't bother them. Don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim on a Friday night. Okay. Comes the Chatham Sofer, I was boiding this with my dear Uncle Yoel Schreiber, Mine Chatham Sofer, brought in Leke Likuti Chove Ben Chaim, do not say Shalom Aleichem on a Friday night. Because they were mevatel to say Iskabdu Mechubadim, you are off. Okay, so no Shalom Aleichem on Friday night. Comes the Sefer Zichron Moshe and says, what? Chatham Sofer was oikya horim not to be mevatel any minug. Can't be that he didn't say it. Comes the Maharam Shik and says the Chatham Sofer for sure said it in quiet between him to himself. Mitoicha Nova, he didn't want to say it b'koil. Others want to say that the reason the Chatham Sofer didn't say it, he was basing himself on the Yaivat who said not to say Shalom Aleichem. Because how can you say Baruchuni L'Sholem? You can't ask Bakoshes from the Malachim. And we know how severely the Chatham Sofer took this. And She'ein Lonu Ima Malachim Klum. You can only ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, of course, the Chatham Sofer didn't say Machnitzi Rachamim or Malachi Rachamim M'Shosei Elyoin. Even in Shiva Shari Torah, they added a yud, Yechalu Nofnei Kev Meitavi Goyim. They added a yud that we're not talking to the Malachim, we're just telling the Malachim that they should beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazon Ish did not say the Piyut Shalom Aleichem, and he based himself on this Chasam Sofer. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, there is much more to be said on this subject. There's a whole extra subject, which maybe for another time. Mesiki Yuaro, it looks like you're being a Bal Gaiva. Wait a second, in front of who? This guy's in the bathroom. What exactly is the Yuaro? Is there Yuaro? Is there Gaiva if you're by yourself? Is there only Barabim? But that may be a discussion for another time. I want to leave you with the most incredible, incredible vort from Reb Pinkus. Says Reb Pinkus like this. Sometimes we feel that we're davening Shmoyne Esra, but we don't feel that we're up there with the fairies. We don't feel the malochim. We don't feel that we are so connected to the Olam HaSeh Elyonim. And therefore, we may not respect davening or shul as much as we should. Listen to this moshul. It takes me with me. My whole life I take this moshul with me. Listen carefully. There's a guy. He's on a plane in the middle of the sky. 33,000 feet in the air. And he's feeling awesome. He's feeling great. You know how great he's feeling? He's feeling as great as when he's on terra firma, when he's on land. 33,000 feet in the air. Fair there. Today's technology, air pressure, he's feeling wonderful. So he goes up to the steward and says, "Steward, it's a tiny bit stuffy in here. Do you mind if I open the door?" Steward looks at him. "Hello, are you well? Are you well? What do you mean we're 5,000 feet in the air?" She says, "I don't know, I feel exactly like I feel when I'm on land." She says, "What are you talking about? Look at the wind." He says, I don't know. I just feel amazing. I feel exactly the same as I felt when I'm in Heathrow Airport. So, can we not open a window, open the doors? Everybody understands this guy's a shoytik shikamoyser. A shoyter. You feel like you're on the ground? Okay, not everything you feel is a reflection of reality. Says of Shimshon Pinkus, you're in the middle of Shmoyne Esra, and you started from Korbanos, and you went from Olam HaAsiyah into Olam HaBriya, in Psukei Dezimra, versus Krishma, into Bria, and then into Atzilus, and in Shmoyne Esra. You're in Atzilus, you're away with the fairies. You don't feel it. Who cares whether you feel it or not? It's not about feeling it. You're there. The malachim are with you. You don't feel it, but you're there. This is a tremendous achrayus. Says Reb Pinkus, the fact that you don't feel it does not mean it's not the reality. And this should take us with us in our lives, in everything we do. We go back to Reb Waldenberg and understand the malachim. Yes, the malachim are created by every mitzvah we do. You just have to learn a tiny bit of Nefesh HaChaim to understand. You learn a piece of Torah, 370,000 crowns, and Olamos, Yubayna Olamos, Yisoysa Olamos. It's all going on up there. It's all going on around you, even though you don't see it. Sometimes we live in such katness, we don't appreciate the enormity of what's going on around us because we don't see it. If this shiur can give us clarity, can give us scope, can broaden our horizons to understand that what we see, what the naked eye sees, is not what's really going on. And there's huge stuff going on. We're building worlds, we're building the Beis HaMikdash with everything that we do, and we're surrounded by malachim that are either in our zechus and protecting us, or chas v'sholem, being a prosecuting angel against us. This will give a huge, huge aliyah in every mitzvah we do, and give us a second thought before any avirim we do, knowing of the consequence and the enormity of what's going on. You should all have tremendous shemira elyona, and all the malochim from all the limud haTorah and all the zikir rabim should guard everybody and protect everybody for gezunt, for koyach, for nachas and simcha, ad bias goel, when we will ve'einenu sir eno malchusecho, when we will see, perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open our eyes to a greater degree to be able to see the kedusha in this world. Shkoyach.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.